Anybody else? Welcome to Bhakti Sangha Conference Call. Today we are fortunate to have His Grace Samit Rishi Prabhuji to enlighten us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th Canto, 16th Chapter, Verse 26 onwards. First, I would like to hand over call to Suresham Prabhuji for brief introduction of Prabhuji. Hare Krishna Suresham Prabhuji, Dhanvat Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for joining the call. I would like to hand over call to you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Mataji, Dhanvat Pranam. All glories to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. His Grace Samit Rishi Prabhuji is a disciple of Srila Prabhupada. Being a doctor by profession, he has done immense services to the devotee community and served the society by donating for lots of projects. For example, he donated the deities in Philadelphia temple and he had made 3,000 temple units that serve as an altar in the villages. Prabhuji also served as temple president of ISKCON New Jersey for 15 years. Prabhuji is known for his simplicity and humility. Prabhuji is now an initiating guru in ISKCON. Hare Krishna Mataji, Dhanavad Pranam. Back to you, Mataji.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for the brief introduction of Prabhuji. Mataji, I didn't see Prabhuji in the call. For giving you the presentation to us this morning and enlightening on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam. I would like to hand over call to Prabhuji. Welcome to Bhakti Sangha Conference Call. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. So, Vancha Kalpataru Bhesha, Krapa Sindhu Bhevacha, Patita Nam, Pavane Bhyo, Vishnave Bhyo Namo Nama, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi, Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Dusri, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Narayanam Namaskrityam Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Tato Jayamudirayet Nastaprayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shlokair Bhaktir Bhavati Nastiki Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Full reading Srimad Bhagavatam Canto I Chapter 16 Text Number 26 onward. This is about a description of how the Jambi Jambu Dweep and how it works. So, okay. So, we'll be reading this text number 26. So, this Jambu Dweep is a part of Bhumandala. And we will discuss more about that, what Jambu Dweep is and what is Bharat Varsha, how many Varshas are there, and we'll discuss all those things. So this text number 26. Kuranga Kurara Kusumbha Vaikantha Trikuta Shishira Patanga Ruchaka Nishadha Shini Vasa Kapila Shankha Vaidurya Jarudhi Ansarsha Bha Naga Kalanjara Naradadayo Vishanti Girayo Meroho Karnikaya Iva Keshara Bhuta Mula Deshe Parita Upalatra Klapta. Translation, there are other mountains beautifully arranged around the foot of Mount Meru, like the filaments around the whorl of lotus flower. Their names are Kuranga, Kurara, Kusumbha, Vaikanka, Trikuta, Shishira, Patanga, Ruchaka, Nishadha, Shinivasa, Kapila, Shankha, Vaidurya, Jarudhi, Hansa, Rishabha, Naga, Kalanjara, and Narada. So these are the names of the mountains which are like the filaments around the whorl of the lotus flower. So these mountains, there are other mountains. So there are other mountains has been already described in the previous verses. And they are arranged around the foot of Mount Meru. Meru or Sumeru, it is one and the same thing. Sumeru Parva, Sumeru mountain is... So Sumeru mountain, it is like in the mid, in, in the middle, it is in the center of all the varshas. And Sumer mountain is made of solid gold. And the speciality is that on the top of solid mountain, there is Brahmaji's place. He is there on the top of that. And nearby is Sheer Sagar or Milk Ocean. And from this Milk Ocean, the devotee they do. There is also place of Dhruva Maharaj. So this all the dvipas, because Parikshit Maharaj was telling in the first 11 canto about this Jambu Dweep and what it is. So now Parikshit Maharaj is interested in knowing more about these Varshas and Jambu Dweep and creation and how it happens. So just for in a short, I will tell you that from there are three Vishnus that which expand from Sankarshan. Sankarshan is Chatur, like second Chaturvyu. First Chaturvyu makes the spiritual world. And first Chaturvyu consists of Vasudev, Sankarshan, Pradyumna, Niruddha. Second Chaturvyu also consists of this. But here the second Sankarshan is called Mahasankarshan. From him expands Mahavishnu, that is also called Karanadakshay Vishnu. Second one is Garbhodakshay Vishnu, and third one is Shirodakshay Vishnu. Then the lotus system that comes, and then in the middle of the lotus system, like upside down, like you have a bhauri that makes round and round, so that it is shaped like this. The bottom part is that bottom is that conical, very small, but the top is very, very big, thousands and thousands of miles width. And that width has been given here in this description, how what is this Sumeru mountain. And around that, there are many, all the planetary system is, but it is all under in the Amlikas. So it is inconceivable that how the Lord could have like just one breath and all creation is start. And he takes the breath, that is about Mahavishnu. He takes the breath in and all that, there is whole destruction, whole everything comes inside him. So within the Krishna or within this Mahavishnu, all the planetary system are there in his his expansion in Garbhodakshay Vishnu. But Mahavishnu breathes and impregnates the material nature through the agency of Lord Shiva. Yah Shambhu Tamapi Tatha Samapreti Karyat. So there is no purport. We will read the next verse, verse number 27. And after all these verses, we will go all the way to the end. Jathara Deva Kuto Merum Purvena Sta Dasha Yojana Shahastra Mudagayatao Dvish Shahastram Pratuk Tungo Bhavataha Evam Parena Pavana Parit Pari Yatra Dakshinena Kailasha Karaviro Pragaya Taveva Mutta Rata Stri Shangam Makara Vasta Bhi Retaihi Paristrapto Agni Riva Paritasya Kasti Kanchana Girihi. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. On the eastern side of Sumeru mountain are two mountains named Jathara and Devakuta, which extends to the north and south, are 18,000 yojanas. One yojana is 8 miles. Yojana is 4 kos, and each kos is 2 miles. So that means 144,000 miles. Similarly, this is about not the Sumeru mountain. This is just the side mountains. Then similarly, on the western side of Sumeru are two mountains named Pavana and Pariyatra, which also extend north and south for the same distance, means 144,000 miles. On the southern side of Sumeru are two mountains named the Kailash and Karavira, which extend east and west for 18,000 yojanas, same 144,000 miles. And on the northern side of Sumeru, extending for the same distance east and west, are two mountains named the Trishranga and Makara. The width and height of these mountains is 2,000 yojanas. That is, it is little smaller, 16,000 miles. Others are 144,000 miles. Sumeru, a mountain of solid gold, shining as brilliantly as fire, is surrounded by these 8 mountains. So if you go on these mountains, just a little bit more, let me read the next verse, and they will talk about how this Mount Sumeru and which mountains are around them and how it happened. So there is Bhumandala. So Bhumandala, that is a big sheet of like mandala. Mandala means it is the place where people can live or. But that was when it was seen by Maharaj Privrat. Then he drove and he saw that half of the on the other side is dark. On the one side is the sunlight. He did not like that. He said that everything should be shiny on the both sides of Mount Sumeru in whole Bhumandala. So he took a chariot and it was like with the speed of the sun. He just drove all around. Sun is on the other side. Wherever there was dark, he will come on the other side, the dark side, and he will make it shiny as if there is a sun. So same thing he rotated like that. And by his wheels, the whole Bhumandala was divided into different varshas. Just like right now. So Mount Sumer is in between, but then there are mountains and that divides. And then there is Varsha. And then there is also oceans. Different oceans are there. There is salt water ocean and honey ocean and milk and ghee and so many oceans. Like Shir Sagar is all milk ocean. So there are many, many oceans. And so just for, again to repeat, Mount Sumeru is in the center. On the four sides, like a square, there are different mountains. Gandhamadan is on the east side. West side is Ketumala, Varsha. On the south side is Mount Nishad. Nishad is a tribe, but anyway, that is Nishad mountain. And on the north side is Mount Nila. But then there are four Varshas are there. Ilavarta Varsha, and on the south side is Hari Varsha. Then more down is it Kim Purusha Varsha on the south side. And Bharat Varsha is all the way down. There is a Himalayan on the north side of that Bharat Varsha. And so this is part, Bharat Varsha is a part of the Jambudvipa. But it was much more extended before. Whole planet, whole earth planet was called Bharat Varsha at one time. So text number 28. Moror Murdhani Bhagavat Atma Yoner Madhyata Upakrakshtam Puri Mayut Yojana Sahastrim Samachaturastram Shau Shat Kombhim Vadanti. In the middle of the summit of Meru, that is again Sumeru Parvat, is the township of Lord Brahma. He's on the top of that Mount Sumeru. Each of its four sides is calculated to extend for 10 million yojanas, 80 million miles. So this is about Lord Brahma's place, which extends on all around 80 million miles. Our earth, like from America to, is hardly like 10,000 miles, but from one side to the another is just 10,000 miles. You could imagine that this is 80 million miles is the Brahma's place. So the higher you go, the planets become bigger and bigger. And you could see the comfort that how they, that many, many apsaras and denizens are like any, so many devatas and demigods. And even just one small king. I know that when this one president of America, when he came to India, how much money that they spent and how much whole, like they were geared, whole city was decorated so nicely and best hotels in the country that will be provided to them, and so much military salams are there. And so, and Brahma is also respected in that way. When Brahma goes, is the topmost of the Brahma Loka, is the guru of practically everybody. And Brahma Madhva Sampradaya, it comes from Brahmaji, and he has four mouths. But our Brahma is four mouths, but there are Brahmas who has million mouths, and their planet is so big. And you may say, why some planet or some universe, planet means I mean to say universe, is bigger? Because these universes are breathed out by Mahavishnu. When he breathes out, they expand. And then there is creation from Mahavishnu to Garvadakshaya Vishnu to Shirodakshaya Vishnu. So they are all created, or they all take care of this material world. The Narayan forms, they take care of the spiritual world. So there is a spiritual world, and there are many Vaikuntha planets, and each planet is designated to Lord Ram or Lord Narasimha or so many other expansions of Lord Krishna. It's not just what we see in 24. Krishna expands in so many. He takes incarnation like the waves in the ocean. And so we have to know the greatness of Lord Krishna and should be dedicated. If we know the greatness, then only we could serve him, we could know him. we could remember him. Because anything great in the world, like they have six opulences, Shadeshwarya Sampanna. So if you are Shadeshwarya Aishwarya Sampanna, then naturally you will be careful. Oh, he is the person who is full with all the opulences. There is partial opulences or partial power is there in his incarnation. They are fully capable. They are like Krishna, but they are originally and they don't display everything. Like Ram is displaying practically Maryada Purushottam. He lives in Maryada within limits. But Krishna is completely free. And just like Avadhoot, Nityananda Prabhu, he will go to anybody's house. He will suck the breast of any Mataji. So people on the higher level, they don't have to follow strictly, but they love Krishna by heart. And that's why they have such a high position. So more think, they always remember Krishna. Ismartavyo satatam Vishnu, vismartavyo na jatuchit. See, we do not forget at any time. Remember him all the time. And then all these rules and regulations are meant for this thing. The main thing is that you remember Krishna by chanting, by associating with devotees, by taking nice prasad, do not really mix with non-devotees. So in this way, one can become a devotee and could go higher and higher. But our whole aim of Krishna consciousness is Ismartavyam Satatam Vishnu, Vishmartavyam Jatuchit. So these are the rules and regulations for everybody. If one can follow that, they could become a first-class devotee. So, Tamanu Parito, text number 29. Lokapala namastanam yathadisham yatharupam turiyamanena purosta vopaklupra shakatam bhi. Okay, anyway. So, page number 29, there is a translation. Surrounding Brahmapuri in all directions are the residents of the eight principal governors of the planetary systems, beginning with King Indra. These abodes are similar to Brahmapuri. Brahmapuri means where the Brahma is living. Brahmapuri on top of the Sumeru mountain, and on one side is, yes, I said that Shir Sagar means this. All this planetary system are surrounded by some mountains and oceans, and they all divided was done by Maharaj Priyavrat. So how much is stronger that he could separate that one this whole planetary system. So similar to Brahmapuri, but are 1/4 the size. So there is residence of the governing principal, important principal governors like the Indra and others. So who are the others? I will tell you. So they are there. So purport, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur confirms that the township of Lord Brahma, means they are talking township, but it's 80 million miles and eight subordinate governors of the planetary systems, beginning with Indra, are mentioned in other Puranas. So these verses, they mention the name of people like Indra. Marui Nava Purani Shur Manovati Amaravati Tejovati Samya Mani Tatha Krishnang Dvana Para Shraddhavati Gandhavati Tatha Chanya Mahodaya Yashovati cha Brahmamendra Bahya Dinam Yatha Kramam. Brahma's township known as Manovati, and those of his assistants such as Indra and Agni are known as Amaravati. Tejovati, Samyamani, Krishna Gana, Shraddhavati, Gandhavati, Mahodaya, and Yashovati, Brahmapuri, is situated in the middle, and other eight Puris surround in all directions. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purport of 5th Canto, 16th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled A Description of Jambudvip. So there are nine dvipas and nine mountains. So And as I said, that these dvipas are made by King Priyavrat. So in the middle is that is Mount Sumeru. And there are four sites. There is Ilavarta Varsha, and then there is Keshari Chala Mountains. It is Mount Sumeru, and all sites is on the east side or west side. Mount Malayava one, on the east side is Mount Gandhamadan. On the north side is Mount Nila. South side is Mount Nishad. Then on the other side, like there is Mount Sweta and Mount Shangavan. Then there is another mount, Mount Hemkuta and Mount Himalaya. That is just the north. Our Bharat Varsha is the lowest or the southmost part of this Jambudvip. So there is a Jambudvip and there are other dvipas are also there, which are, again, they have their own varshas and mountains. So Parish Maharaj is inquiring about the details of the Jambudvip. Why? Because on 5.1, first chapter of this, about the islands and oceans created on Bhumandala by the impressions of Priyavrata's chariot, he now inquires about their dimensions. So he wants the details of Jambudvip because Bharat Varsha is part of Jambudvip. Bharat Varsha, Jambudvip, this Bhukhande, Bhumandala. So these are all. So Bhumandala expands. Or what is the expanse of the Bhumandala? You have spoken about Bhumandala, which extends as far as the sun shines and as far as the moons and stars can be seen. Oceans and islands are there. So he speaks of the results of such an inquiry. What is the result? And the knowing this, why do we have to know? We have to know the reason for this knowing is that this is all knowing the Lord Samaya. So this has been asked. Parikshit Maharaj is asking, O Guru, when the mind is fixed upon the Supreme Lord's external feature, the gross universal form made of the modes of Tamogun and all these Bhagavad, so then it is brought to the platform of goodness if they know about the Lord. So in which one can understand Lord Vasudev, who is beyond the modes. We cannot understand if we are in any modes. We have to go beyond Tamogun, Rajogun, Satogun and become in Shuddhagun. But by knowing about this, these are the features of the all these mountains and these are this Shurupar Virat Roop. Many people don't understand Krishna, but they could see the grass form, seeing Virat Roop or Vishwaroop, like oceans. Like these are the, say the trees are the hairs of the Lord, not Mahavishnu, but of the Virat Roop. Or these oceans are the venules and veins where blood is flowing. Our mountains are the bones of the Lord. So there are different descriptions and still primitive people who do not read Bhagavatam or anything, they worship all these big things. They see the big things and it is become very impressive. So they worship these big things. So knowing this Lord's feature, we understand the greatness of the Lord, that if the this external energy of the Lord, how much would be the internal energy? We are kind of part of the internal energy or Tatastha Shakti. But we belong to the internal energy. We live in the internal energy. But somehow, because of these big, gigantic things like Jambudvipa and other dvipas, we became attracted. Like a fish in the water can become attracted to shiny sand on the side. And then they may jump out of the water and come on the other side, on the material side, on the sand. And then they go far and far off because more and more sand shines. They see that there is another better water. So they run towards that. But then they flip, they almost would die without water. So if some sadhu comes and picks him up and puts him back in the water, then only he can survive. There is no way. So another thing that we also, if some sadhu comes, we are also burning samsara davanal leda loka. We are also burning in the material world. But if we come in touch of some sadhu, some saintly person like Narad Muni and so many other, Prabhupada has lifted so many fallen souls and brought them back to their original position as servant of Krishna. He told us that what is reality. So then by knowing this external energy of the Lord, we will know that there is so, this is external energy or material world or Maya, that is only 1/4. 4 times more is the spiritual world. And we should be attracted to the spiritual world. How much attractive it would be. No grass universal form made of the modes,
then it is brought to the platform of goodness, in which one can understand Lord Vasudev, who is beyond the modes. Therefore, please describe vividly that grass, form, and structure of the universe. So Parikshit Maharaj asks the question not for himself, why he is asking, but it is for the request of Bhakti Mishra yogis present at the gathering. So many Bhakti Mishra means a bhakti with some material desires, who desires to concentrate their minds. Parikshit's way of attaining the Lord, on the other hand, is by drinking with the ears the honey of the topics of the Lord flowing from Sukadev Goswami's lotus mouth. So that was his main purpose. But for us fallen souls, how we could go, or how we could be relieved from our problem? That's why he's asking. Arjun is also asking for us. Arjun is a, naturally, he's a, not only he's from the spiritual world, just from Krishna, he's friend of Krishna. He's coming to us, this material world, to just show us how loving relationship with Lord is there, and how Lord becomes subordinate to his devotees. Just he's becoming a chariot driver for Lord Krishna. And Krishna is ready to serve us in many, many ways if we become a devotee. Yoga kshemam vahamya aham. I will vahan up all the yoga and shema. So Jambu Dvipa, it's a Varsha, Mount Sumeru. Okay, abhi humme class dein. Aaja aaram se baitho. So, so lots of material energy we cannot even understand. Bhagavato Maya Guna Vibhutisha. It is so much big, which is a transformation of the three modes. Even a lifetime as long as that of the Brahma, we cannot understand Krishna or his external energy. What to say about internal energy? But Sukadeva Goswami is saying that I will try to describe the principal reasons. Pradhan, such as Bhuloka, Bhumandala, with their names, forms, measurements, and characteristics. Bhumandala resembles like a lotus flower, and its seven islands resemble seven circular coverings of the lotus. The middle island is known as Jambudvipa. It is round like a lotus leaf and measuring. So at the bottom of the Jambudvipa is the Bharatvarsha, and north of which is Himalaya mountain. And then there are boundaries. Mount Sumeru, Ilavarthavarsha. So Jambudvipa is part of the Ilavarsha. So Ilavarthavarsha is situated in the middle of the Jambudvipa. It is Sumeru mountain, which is made of gold as its pericarp. Sumeru or the Meru mountain, its height is the same as the width of the Jambudvipa. So it's many, many millions of miles, 80,000 miles are the above the earth. So it is so much is down the earth. Above the earth is half and half is up. Around that Mount Meru or Sumeru is all the different planetary system. Bhurlok, Bhurlok, Swarlok, Janlok, Taplok, Maharlok, Brahmalok. And then there is Tal, Atal, Vital, Talatal, Patal. So different lokas are down also. But Mount's middle part is the Bharatvarsha. So north of Ilavarsha, there are three mountains named Nila, Sweta. We read about all this. So east and west of the Ilavarthavarsha, what it is there. So, and Mount Sumeru. Four mountains surround this Mount Sumeru. Mandara, Meru Mandara, Suparshwa, and Kumud mountains. So these are all we may not be able to remember, but we have to remember the greatness of the Supreme Lord. How great he is. How he creates all this. See, now many scientists, they do not believe in all this. They think it is all mythology. Because so big, where it is all this, how all this could be produced. So they just have only one theory, that there is a big bang and there is some big chunk was rotating with a very, very high speed. But who brought the chunk? Who is making it rotate? They don't think of that. They just think that yes, and then it became so much water and air and heater and it becomes cold. It was very hot. And then there is production of amoeba, and from amoeba, unicellular, there is will it become multicellular, they mutated, just like this virus is mutating. So they mutate, and in this way, higher and higher, according to that life thing, from plants to reptiles to insects to trees and so many human beings and chaupa. So all this is made, but this is completely nonsense. These are all created by the Supreme Lord. They want to deny it. This is the demonic condition. They don't want to take that we are that, don't want to give any importance of God. or supreme personality of Godhead. There is somebody supreme. They think themselves as supreme. And these Mayavadis or Brahmavedis, they also call themselves Narayan. Namo Narayan, you are Narayan, I am Narayan. But they don't know beyond this Brahma Jyoti, they do not know what is that there is Paramatma and Bhagwan Swayam, whose shadow is or whose on the side, like there is this Brahma Jyoti. So these are the different things that they do not know, and they don't want to take this Mayavadis also, because they don't want to give away, they want to become God, usurp the position of God. So this is a kind of, it's a spiritual suicide. This, to becoming part of God or becoming merged in the God, is a spiritual suicide, because soul is always it wants to do something. What one would do by merging with someone? So like there are five kinds of Vaikuntha planet. There is Salokya, Samipya, Sarupya, but Sayujya Mukti and Sarasthi is the same opulent. So Sayujya Mukti means you merge with the God, but you don't merge, you remain as Trishanku on the Brahma Jyoti, and you need some space where to go, where to have rest, like flying bird on the ocean. Cannot sustain. How long he will fly? He has to come down, or he will die in the ocean. So same thing for these people. They may remain there, but they have to come down, because their activity, then they start doing some philanthropic activity when they have to come back to the earth planet. They cannot go higher because they did not worship Paramatma or Bhagwan Swayam. So they cannot go higher than that. They remain in the Brahma Jyoti, and then they fall down, because their desire is to do something. And that is the misfortune, that they don't want to understand Krishna and engage in devotional service. It would only happen by associating with devotees. If you associate with devotees, then whole thing could be corrected. So pure devotees are rare breed. And if you associate with devotees, you will become a devotee. You will start chanting. You will take prasad. You will know Bhagavatam. You will know the importance of Harinam. You know more and more about the personality of Godhead. But provided we associate with good people, like you are doing it, hearing the classes, sometime having some programs and making prasad together and serving everybody lovingly. So very, very important aspects of all this. So there is a big jambu. You read already this, elephant-sized fruits and jambu. So jambu, that there is jambulin. That jambu, this is all because there is so much elaborate, they flood these juices of these rivers. There is Jambu River, Jambu Nath. So there is human society can be very happy if they know this and then worship the Supreme Lord, and they could get everything even in the material world. And at the end, they could go back home, back to Godhead. Because we have become so demonic, we want to just everything we want to have are our senses, and we do not think. That's why the first thing I said before the class, that Ismartavyam Satatam Vishnu. We don't want to remember Krishna, and we are trying to forget it by engaging in our sense gratificatory activity. One may say we should not engage the senses. Senses has been given by the Supreme Lord. We should engage, but according to the rules, Vidhi and Nishet. Yes, you could marry, you could have sex, produce children. You could test the water, like all these external energy Krishna is giving, that I am such, I am the test of water. I am sun and moon are my eyes. So one can remember, just by seeing in the nature, one can remember that there is God. By seeing so nice creation, so orderly all this. But this disorder, you may say that why disorder? Because of our demonic propensity. We are digging the earth for petrol and other things. Then there is tsunami and bhukampas and all this. There is no balance. We are killing animals, so we have to come and back and we'll be killed by the same animals who will become human beings. So we are, without knowing the Shastra, people don't even know what is the difference between Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. And they are so much bereft. There is so many teachers are needed to teach these people. At least let them understand. At least let them chant. Let them do some service, some volunteer service, something. Paropakara. Paropakaraya sata vivishta. Sata means one who is a sat. Sat means a true or saintly person. He should be paropkar, do some help to others. And helping means bring them to Krishna consciousness. If you rot them or give them some food or clothing or medicine, they will remain in the material world, and again they will be, the next day they will be either be hungry or they will be sick. So our main thing is jiva daya, is to give, because jiva are part of God. There is Paramatma in everybody. So we should see, we should not think as exploiting anybody. Even if he is our enemy, we should not think bad about someone. And we should try to serve them best capacity, particularly by giving them Krishna consciousness. You can make nice temples, you could make nice prasad to distribute, you could have nice books, very nice programs, nice dramas, or nice one. I mean, so many ways that you could attract, like Prabhupada has used so many ways, nice farmlands. So many things that one can do to bring this people who are going away from Krishna, bring them to the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord. So one may say, why Bhagavatam is giving all this name? To show the giantness or the energy of the Lord. And same that if it is by Kaimukta Nyaya means if such and such is so, so how much would be the great would be the spiritual world? If there is so much orderly way or beautiful, like people go and see the sun, like a sun setting and certain mountains, and they go to some oceans and they feel so much elated, they start jumping on those areas. But what would be if you are going to the spiritual kingdom? How great it would be. Your every walk would be a dance. Every word would be a song. All the food would be all spiritualized. Every place would be all spiritual place. Everybody is sentient being. Even if it is a stone, he is speaking, he talks, he makes Krishna happy. Everybody is serving Krishna. And we could become like Ram Raj. Even some Muslims are also asking that there should be Ram Raj. So they know the significance. So everybody should be looking that the Supreme Personality should be the ruler, or his pure devotee should be the ruler. Like this Bharat Maharaj, or his father, Rishabh Dev, or Yudhishthir Maharaj. As Krishna wanted to establish a devotee king on whose, like Yudhishthir Maharaj, he fought such a big battle. Lord Ram wanted to remove the burden by killing Ravan and so many other demons. In Dandakaranya forest, he killed 14,000 Kardushan's soldiers alone, single-handedly. So we should just see that to establish the principles of religion, and it's everybody's job. Krishna is giving us the chance that you take nimitta matra bhava savya sachin, you become nimitta. So we should become the instrument in the hands of God. So Brahma's township is on the top of the mountain. So this verses that we read, these four verses, just the summary of this: Kesharachala mountains, so 20 mountains beautifully arranged around the foot of the Mount Sumeru, like the filaments around the whorl of a lotus flower. Their names are, we read only those names. So these mountains are called the Kesharachala mountain. And then another 8 mountains around the Mount Sumeru. Jathara, Devakuta, and then west of Pavana, Pari. This is all given on text number 27. Pariyatra, in the south there is Kailash, and Karavira, in the north there is Trishanga and Makara. So their dimensions, we described about that. Sumeru is made of solid gold and it shines as brilliantly as the fire, surrounded by these 8 mountains. Now, Dhruva Loka is in the spiritual kingdom, although it is that spiritual is that is in the Swetadvip, very close to in the Milk Ocean, where Lord resides. Swetadvip, and nearby is the Dhruva Loka, and Dhruva Maharaj is staying there. He ruled for 36,000 years. Of his father's kingdom. And later on, like he fought with, Dhruva Maharaj fought with Yakshas and Kuvera, and then Kuvera and his great grandfather Manu Maharaj came and told it, just for one person, you should not kill all these Yakshas. This is not good. This one of the Yakshas, he killed his brother Uttama, and that's why he was very angry in killing right and left. The township of Brahma and Lokpalas on the top of Sumeru. Brahma's township on top of Sumeru is named Brahmapuri. Shatakam Tantumbi are Manovati and made entirely of gold. So Brahma's planet is also made of gold. It lies in the center of Sumeru summit and extends for many yojanas on its four sides. The township of the 8 Lokapalas, governors, Lokapala means they are governors, governors of the direction, surround Brahmapuri. They are similar to the Brahmapuri, but are 1/4 in the size. The Lokapalas, starting from east, are Indra, Agni, Yama, Niruti, Varuna, Vayu. These are all the names of the demigods, Kuvera and Shiva. Their cities are named Amravati, cities of all these. Amravati, Tejovati, Sanyamanipuri. Sanyamanipuri, that is where Yamaraj is living, Sanyamanipuri. Krishna, Nanga, Shraddhavati, Shraddhavati, Gandhavati, Mohodaya, and Yashovati. So these are all the different names of this 8 Lokpalas, governors. Now you may say, just because this is given in Bhagavatam, even reading half verse, one verse, one word, and all this, that could give you freedom from their contamination, and the heart would be removed. We are here in the material world and cannot remember Krishna because of our contamination. Our heart is completely covered with dirt and sense enjoying propensity. And we all the time think, just even we chant one round, 1,000 kinds of things come. I will do this, I have done this. So many plans, they come all during that time. As we are silent, many, many plans come. But if we read, if we chant during that time, because your mind works only one way, it cannot work 100 places together. So if you think of Krishna, then only Krishna would be there. If you chant and try to listen, then that would be possible to concentrate. And one should try to concentrate on the holy name. That is the only thing that we should remember Krishna. And that would be not just remember, we should chant, and then only we will be able to remember. So at the time of death, then Krishna comes and he makes us remember. One may say that if I'm unconscious, how I will be able to? But Krishna from within would give us, and then he will remind us that I'm your. So he will wake him up, the soul who is sleeping. Jiva jago, gaura jan bole. We are sleeping in the heart, like he is sitting as Paramatma in our heart, and he will remind us. Because all year long we did his service. So nothing is going to get wasted. Anything you progress on the spiritual world, spiritual kingdom, spiritual values, they will increase more and more. There would not be any diminution, or it will remain the same. So that is the only thing that remains permanent. Everything else, your paap, punya, your other body, aap gatdi band karke le bhi jaate ho paap punya ka. But again, it will finish. But your duty to Krishna would never be ending. So I will end here. You may have some questions or comments. And sorry that I could not join you earlier. So you can unmute. And
thank you so much, Prabhuji. Very beautiful class and very enlightening class. I would like to request devotees, if anybody have questions or realization, please go ahead.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Prabhuji, you were saying there are 9 dvipas, and when we go
to... I think 7 dvipas.
So we go to Mayapur and we do the Navdeep Mandal Parikrama.
Okay.
Are they related?
Yeah, you could relate to them because Navdeep is a whole thing of the center of the universe. Mm-hmm. The whole universe is there. Even in the Vraj Bhumi also they are there. So you could see that, say that way, that if you just like Ganeshji did Parikrama of his father, Lord Shiva, then he has done run around all the planets, a whole universe that he traveled. So same thing, if you go to these 9 islands, yes, mm-hmm. they are the, yeah, maybe 9 islands. See, you told me at the end, my wife just came 2 hours back. She reminded me that you have a class. So I joined early. But thank you so much for giving me opportunity, at least remembering me. But these verses are very important. If we remember some of the names, then our heart becomes purified. Our heart is very, very hard. And it has to be soft by knowing about the Lord and His greatness.
Yeah. Yes, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. And thank you so much, Prabhuji, for your wonderful services. You are always busy.
You should come to our place.
Yes.
My whole attention right now is in temple.
Yes, yes.
So I invite everybody, whoever are there.
Because of the pandemic, we cannot go anywhere, but maybe after that we will come.
Okay. Whenever you came, Krishna will release this pandemic. I'm sure that within a month or so, this pandemic will go away. It won't remain forever.
Okay. Thank you, Prabhuji.
Okay. Thank you, Hare Krishna. Anyone else has any comments, questions?
One question in the chat, Prabhuji. I will read that one.
Okay.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, the sun is below Swarga, then how does it provide sunlight to Swarga planet? From Antaranga Deva Devidas Mother.
No, the sun globe? Is it the sun globe is below the...
Yes, yes.
It's not really below. I don't know where you read or where you got it. It is as a separate, these are like the eyes of the Supreme Lord, and it shines up in all the planets, they shine from this one sun, one moon in the whole universe. So, see, below and higher, it is our conception just for description purpose, but whole Bhumandala is just one flat sheet, and they are divided by the chariot of Maharaj Priyavrat. He ran the chariot, and then there is sun that shines. Bhumandala means that part which shines by the sun. That's what I read. Whatever it shines by the sun, so within the shining area, so all the planets which are within this Bhumandala, they also shine. Although sun also rotates, half side remains dark, half side remains daytime. But nonetheless, sun is there, it comes. Otherwise, nobody can survive without the sun. So sun is there. Some areas, unfortunately, people have to live 6 months a day and 6 months a night. But you need the sun for any vegetation, for anybody to grow, or not just warm and light, but we need it for our survival. For the plants to survive, we need sun. For chlorophyll, we need sun. So anyway, I don't know whether I answered a thing. Can you read that again?
Yes, Prabhuji. The sun is below Swarga, then how does it provide sunlight to Swarga planet? Mataji posted one more question, Prabhuji. Yesterday class, the diagram was shown where sun, moon are below Swarga.
See, Swarga is not just one planet. It's not just sun. It's all the way around the Brahmavarta. There are different planets. So Swarga, these are also Swarga, all the higher planets. We call it like lower planet is Narka. It's not just Sayamani Puri or where the Amraj is there. But lower planet system are the, but it's not according to the height. So sun and moon, they are not really lower than Swarga. Is even Bhur Lok, Swarga Lok, Jan Lok, Tap Lok, Mar Lok, Brahma Lok, they're all swargas, and there's bhu swargas around lower also. They're also called bhu swargas. Bhu swarga means there is a lot of opulence. There is more computers and more technology in lower planetary system. But they make one demanding. Their mind, they think that they are the controller. They are the one who can control. That's what all the scientists believe. So there are people, they don't want to believe in God at all. At least this place, material world, where you could create your newer karmas. There is all suffering. Higher planets is all enjoyment. So even the demigods, they come and want to become children in the womb of the devotee parents. They are waiting in the line to come and become this way. But it's, I don't know where you heard that sun and moon are below the Swarga planet. They are there, and which sign. Whole planetary system is like that where sunshine is everywhere, more or less, and sun rotates around this Bhumandala. Bharatvarsha is different than Bhumandala. Bhumandala is just a large part where all the dvipas are there. Jambudvipa is one part of that. Yeah, it would be more explained when you go and see in Mayapur. They are making whole planets and how they rotate and how they are situated. there is a map also that you could see that is posted in many, many temples. And you could see even in your Google also, I will tell you what is the name of that map. And that clear, it also describes more and more. The name of that map is Sachitra. It is in Goloka Sachitra. Goloka, which is, that how, where is Goloka and how it is, means it is with the pictures are there. So in the middle of all this, where there is Krishna's planet, the spiritual kingdom, that's in the middle of the world. That's where Krishna is and he lives, and half of the part belongs to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But we were talking all about the material world, nothing to do with this. That is four times more bigger, but that is different. What we talked was, that's what Parikshit Maharaj wanted to know by asking the question to Sukadeva Goswami. But I do not know myself that sun and moon are below the swarga, because swarga is quite a different, very, very, which swarga we are talking, where Indra ruled or where there is some another demigod is there. These are all the planets are given to the demigods who are the administrators and directors of the Lord's kingdom. Lord does not come to see all this. But he empowers somebody, like he empowered Brahma to do the creation. He empowers Indra to give the post of rain, Varun for the all the oceans, he's in charge of that. Agni, sun, moon. So they are devotees, but not fully devotees. And they come and do their job because they are afraid of the Supreme Lord. And they do their duties well. Okay?
Thank you so much.
I'm not saying no or yes, but I did not hear myself that sun and moon are below the Swarga Loka. Because Swarga Loka is from very, very from Bhur, Bhur Lok, Swarga Lok, Jan. Although one is Swarga Lok, but even higher planets are also called Swarga. Because there is a lot of enjoyment. Swarga Lok means people, they remain up, they don't sweat, they live for so many years. And anyway, they, but more the purer, more the higher you go, purer the lokas are. And Brahma Lok is the topmost.
Hare Krishna Antaranga Mataji, I hope you got the answer. If you want to clarify more, you can say that we asked him, Prabhuji Mataji.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Please accept my humble obeisances. This is Komal Dasi from Baltimore.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Mataji.
Yeah, Hare Krishna. What is the Bila Swarga means?
Nearest Swarga? See, when we count, Bhur Lok is this. Bhur, Bhua. Bhua is the nearest. Then there is Swarga. Then Mahar Lok, Jan Lok, Tap Lok, Brahma Lok.
Are they Bil Swarga? Bil means, you know, the underground Swarga or something like that.
Underground, there is lower planetary system. They are also, because Swarga means there is a big opulence, and they are also opulent, but they don't believe at all in Krishna. At least this higher planetary system from Prithvi Lok or Bhur Lok, they all have certain conception of God, but there is no conception of God at all in the lower planetary system.
Does the sun shine there? Is the sunshine there?
Or sunshine now here?
No. In the Bila Swarga.
Bila Swarga. Yeah. There is sun. Sun shines there also. The whole Bhumandal is only, it may be not the same as it is here or in India or around the, but there is sunshine.
Okay. Thank you.
Not completely dark. No, there may be less dark, but not completely dark.
Yes, because I have heard that they are big snakes, and they have the jewel on their head, and that makes it lighted.
Okay, you may be right, Mataji. So, but these are not very, very important that we have to know more nitty-gritty. If you could understand that we have to chant, Krishna is the Supreme Lord. We are meant to serve Him and catch up his lotus feet and serve the Vaishnavas and also live, help other Jivas, who is the Paramatma. And all these things are much more in detail. At the end of our life, these things, whether you know or not know, would not help you.
Thank you.
We are so much curious, are inquisitive minded, so we want to know everything. But can we know everything about the creation? We don't know even about ourselves, even one of the cells in our body.
Yeah, I don't know even myself.
Eat something and how it is digested.
Yes.
So let us just understand, try to understand Krishna. It's okay, whatever we can know, that's fine.
Yes, it's not needed to know.
Yes,
but, yeah, sometimes for some persons, they ask for it and they want to find out. So I say, okay, let me just get this authorized version.
Okay. Now, authorized source is Srimad Bhagavatam and Srila Prabhupada like personality.
Yes.
Okay. But thank you for asking me. And, Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna. Very nice class.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Anybody have any questions? If no one has questions, we can end the call here, Prabhuji, with your permission. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for enlightening class today. We are very grateful to you. We look forward to your association again and again in the future. Let's pay greetings to Prabhuji and all assembled devotees. Panchakalpa Tarubhyesha Kritasandho Gram Prashad Bhagavatam Ki Jai Prabhupada Ki Jai Mik Vishay Prabhuji Ki Jai All Assembled Devotees Ki Jai.
Thank you.